Thanks, Dr. Burns, for speaking to us about perfectionism in the workplace. To get us started, perfection is typically seen as a positive thing. I mean, to be perfect is to make something the best it can be. However, do you think perfectionism is always positive?
Well, not always. Although perfectionism is generally associated with success, it can also be very negative.
Can you explain more about that?
Our study has found that perfectionists tend to spend much more time on a task than non-perfectionists.
Isn't the quality of the work better the longer you spend on a task?
Not necessarily. Because perfectionists have such a high standard, they devote too much attention to details. In our study, it was common for perfectionists to run out of time and fail to complete their tasks. We also found that perfectionists had difficulties sharing work. Perfectionists tended to do all the work by themselves.
Did that create problems in the workplace?
Most definitely. First, we found that perfectionists are having trouble staying employed in large companies. They are seen as less cooperative and less capable. Second, we found that perfectionists feel more socially isolated. This leads me to our third main finding. Those who strive for perfection in the workplace are more prone to severe anxiety and even depression.
Is it fair to say that perfectionism causes stress and may even cause depression?
No, it is not a direct cause. We believe time management is the key to this puzzle. Our participants' anxiety and feelings of depression were often associated with fear of not having enough time to finish the task.
So, if they managed their time better, anxiety and depression could subside.
We believe so, and that's the focus of our next research project.
That is fascinating. Until then, any advice for perfectionists?
I'd say to start with a careful and realistic plan. Prioritize what is needed to bring a project to completion, and not spend too much time on details. I'd also suggest that they try to work in groups and discuss their difficulties with other people.